يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل.
Believers, what is amiss with you that when it is said to you, march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling heavily to the earth? Do you prefer the worldly life to the hereafter? Know well that all the enjoyment of this world in comparison with the hereafter is trivial. Believers, this verse marks the beginning of the second discourse of the surah, comprising verses 38 to 72. It was revealed during the preparations for the Tabuk expedition.
إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّوهُ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
If you do not march forth, Allah will chastise you grievously and will replace you by another people, while you will in no way be able to harm him. Allah has power over everything.
إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَّمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
It will matter little if you do not help the Prophet, for Allah surely helped him when the unbelievers drove him out of his home, and he was but one of the two when they were in the cave, and when he said to his companion, "Do not grieve, Allah is with us." Then Allah caused his tranquility to descend upon him and supported him with hosts you did not see, and he humbled the word of the unbelievers. As for Allah's word, it is inherently uppermost. Allah is all-powerful, all-wise. Do not grieve. Allah is with us.
This refers to the time when the unbelievers had resolved to kill the Prophet, peace be upon him. The night he was to be assassinated, the Prophet, peace be upon him, left Mecca and secluded himself in a cave known as Thar. 3 days later, he migrated to Medina. Only Abu Bakr was with him in the cave.
انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
March forth, whether light or heavy, and strive in the way of Allah with your belongings and your lives. That is best for you, if you only knew it.
لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وَسَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَوْ إِسْتَطَعْنَا لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ يُهْلِكُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
Were it again at hand or a short journey, they would have surely followed you, but the distance seemed too far to them. Still, they will swear by Allah, if only we could, we would surely have gone forth with you. They merely bring ruin upon themselves. Allah knows well that they are liars. But the distance seemed too far to them.
The idea of marching across vast stretches of desert to reach Tabuk appeared quite arduous for a number of reasons. Because of the prospect of an armed encounter with a power as mighty as that of the Romans, because the journey was to take place in the blazing heat of summer, and because the harvesting season was just at hand, and this was of great importance that year when famine conditions prevailed.